Chapter 1. Why Emotional Intelligence is So Essential. In 1993, John Carroll proposed a three-stratum model of intelligence to define the most extensive study of cognitive abilities available at the time. At the top of Carroll's model was G, or general intelligence. G, in turn, could be broken down into 8 categories, including fluid intelligence, spatial and rational on-the-spot thinking, take-and-shape intelligence, vocabulary knowledge, reading understanding, and so on, and 5 more areas including broad memory, broad speediness, broad visual analysis, broad auditory intelligence, and so forth. Carroll and others made the point that G relied on a broad number of subsidiary intelligences. One fair conclusion from Carroll's work was that G was far wider than most our existing intelligence tests measure. 15 years after Carroll's work, I foresee that there's a further group of second-stratum intelligences past the surprising new abilities that Carroll himself had cataloged. These new abilities, which escaped Carroll's attention because they were too occasionally measured up to that time, are what I describe today as hot intelligences. Hot because they handle personally relevant, meaningful, and typically pleasurable or painful information. Info about whether we're hot lovers, or hotly tempered, fiercely defensive, or warmly open. These hot intelligences include psychological, social, and useful intelligence, among others. How emotional intelligence helps influence life outcomes. The hot intelligences supply us with a more complete image of information processing, but they also boost our capability to anticipate many life results. Recent reviews, for instance, suggest that emotional intelligence, the most heavily looked into of the group, anticipates a number of crucial social outcomes. Those high in emotional intelligence have more rewarding relationships with friends and more effective relationships at work. These predictions are above and past what can be made with other character variables, such as the cognitive/cool intelligences. Can emotional intelligence be improved, and does it matter? Should you make an attempt to boost your emotional intelligence? First of all, a quibble. Psychologists mean something very particular about raising an IQ. They mean raising your capacity to carry out precise information processing in a given area. I think what the majority of people mean when they inquire about raising emotional IQ is more like, can people enhance themselves by acquiring knowledge about feelings? The answer to the raise your EIQ question is unknown. But the answer to whether it's worth getting knowledge about feelings is definitely yes, although I'm speaking a bit ahead of the research curve here. Many develop their knowledge of economics, baseball, foreign languages, algebra, everything else all the time. So I don't think it's at all questionable to say that you can find out about emotions. Moreover, there are now a lot of sources of dependable info about feelings, varying from publication posts to emotions textbooks. And will this help your life? That's a trickier question. If you're interested in emotions, discovering them will please your curiosity. If you depend on emotional knowledge in your job, finding out more about emotions would likely help. Whether learning more about feeling will enhance your social relations to the degree obtained by those higher in emotional intelligence is uncertain. The research is ongoing, its conclusions unknown. In the meantime, it may be enough to learn more about whether your emotional intelligence is high or low, and to adapt accordingly. If the idea that emotions communicate info is new to you, read up a bit on the topic and see if emotions interest you. If you don't care, let it go and develop some other mental capacities. As Carroll's work and the theories of others suggest, many mental abilities make up intelligence, and you could prefer to find out about what interests you the most.